21st Century Radio is sponsored by Hieronymus & Company. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's time now for award-winning 21st Century Radio with your host, Dr. Zoe Hieronymus.
Everybody needs a helping hand. Take a look at your fellow man and tell me what can I do today. Because everybody needs a helping out. If that ain't what it's all about, tell me what... What can I do today?
Welcome to 21st Century Radio. I'm Dr. Zohara Hieronymus. Laura Kortner is our executive producer, and Aaron Thomas runs our board. Joining us this hour and next are three experienced experts in soil health and climate change. Joining us first is Joanna Compe, founder and executive director of Remineralize the Earth. Her organization has been raising public awareness on the crucial role of soil remineralization with finely ground rock dust, sea minerals, and other natural means to regenerate soils, forests, and stabilize the climate. She's been doing this for a very long time. Remineralize Earth has been teaching others worldwide how, by remineralizing cropland, forests, backyards, explaining as the man who introduced us 20-some years ago, the late Christopher Bird, that soil remineralization is the best and quickest way to revitalize the world's crops and forests and soil everywhere. We'll be joined by another person Chris Bird also introduced us to, Don Weaver, whom with the late John Hammaker advanced the reality and science that showed several decades ago that when topsoil's depleted, that an ice age is one way the Earth remineralizes the foundation of all life on Earth, our soil. We'll be joined second hour by Gary Zimmer, well-known biological farmer, entrepreneur, educator, and owner of a 1,000-acre organic farm of his own, and founder of what is called biological farming. He has spent a lifetime studying soil and teaching anyone interested how to farm without pesticides, little additives, etc., as balanced soil can be enhanced by plant life such as cover crops. And finally, I'd like to thank Fred Walters at Acres USA for suggesting all three guests to address these topics, as his father, founder of Acres USA, was always a longtime friend and regular on our program during his life and the life of our program. With that said, let us welcome to our program first, Joanna Compe. Joanna, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
It's been a really long time.
Yes.
Decades, and I think.
Just hearing the name Christopher Bird really brings up for me such wonderful memories of working together with Christopher Bird and Peter Tompkins on their second book, Secrets of the Soil, which was... The sequel to Secret Life of Plants.
So you've been at this a really long time. Let's first start with how you got involved with this whole issue of remineralization.
Well, I came to the U.S. I'd been living in Europe for many years, and I became very concerned about, I studied healing, but I became very concerned about the fate of the earth, and knew I wanted to devote myself to healing of the earth. And so I kind of just actually put that out to the universe and said, you know, what should I be doing? And within a few weeks, I was given this book, The Survival of Civilization, of John Hammaker and Don Weaver. And that was how it began. And I read the book. I was very concerned about the issue, so I just became this individual, how can I make a difference, and started out that process. Ended up going to the CO2 hearings of Senator Albert Gore at that time, and going to a climate conference, and that's how it all began in the early 80s, mid-80s.
Right, and that's, I think, when we first talked was probably in the early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, we were discussing how not everybody could appreciate how far-sighted this was.
Yes, and I think sometimes the simpler solutions are the ones, you know, we, I think, lean often towards high-tech solutions. And this is such a wonderful process because we're simply imitating the earth processes during glaciation over millennia through volcanic eruptions. Soils are composed of organic matter. And not just organic matter, but those crushed rocks that are a result of glaciation, and this is how soils are formed. And it's a very simple process that we can imitate. And the other really exciting thing about it is there are millions of tons of byproduct all over the world, much of which is suitable for remineralization. So we know we have to recycle the organic nutrients, but we also have to recycle the mineral nutrients. And if we do that, then the results are really dramatic. So that's
so when you, for instance, talk about applying glacial mineral dust or volcanic ash that's pulverized, or where do the materials in general come from at this point?
So there is an aggregate industry. You know, if you look up in the Yellow Pages, you'll see sand and gravel quarries, that sort of thing. These are everywhere, you know, all over the world. And as I said, not all is suitable, but I think, you know, maybe Don will talk a little bit more about it, but the fineness of the ground is very important. So you can either, you know, do it, you can find local sources sometimes that are suitable that might be $0 to $8 a ton. Or, you know, there are products, there are many companies right now that focus on creating products for agriculture and for gardening. So those are the two different possibilities.
Mm-hmm. So if remineralization, put simply, is adding rock dust to soils to restore the nutrients that we need for growing our crops and our forests and other plant-based ecosystems, I've read in your writing that obviously that's also good for carbon reduction. There's a carbon sequestration that can happen.
Well, that's extremely important right now. And I think for our organization, which is international, we're very focused on this. And I actually had a meeting a week ago with a company in China, which is doing 70% of the farm of the remediation of farmlands, which are very contaminated in China. So that would be an opportunity on a vast scale to sequester carbon if they were to take it up, you know, on this scale. So that's extremely important to us. We have a book out, which is called Geotherapy and Innovative Solutions. The author is Dr. Tom Goreau, G-O-R-E-A-U. He's the main editor, and I'm a co-editor. And that is the science. You know, it's taken us many years to build the scientific credibility. We have also a research database online. So we focused on that because, you know, we've started out as a grassroots movement, but for a scientific thesis, that's highly unusual.
Mm-hmm. Well, the simplicity of it is, I think, in the beginning, as you pointed out, why people didn't really pay attention. But I read in your writings that Brazil now is in a process of attending to their agricultural issues. Share with our audience what's happening.
Well, it's very exciting in Brazil. I'd say they're the emerging leader for research and policy making to do with remineralization. And basically, they've spent millions of dollars on research. They have what they call Embrapa, is like our USDA. And in about 12 different regions, they've been doing it. They have doing research. They have conferences. We have 12 translators who've been translating the studies that have come out of it. They're people who are doing the studies are called agrogeologists. This is a field of science and geology. Hmm. And so what is agrogeology? It's geology in service to agriculture. Normally, you know, geology is hunting for oil and mineral resources in that way. So this is a field within geology. They are actually mapping their resources from the air, because currently they import 70% of their fertilizers. They're very lacking in potassium. But they realize, instead of just having this sort of one-element approach, that getting all the minerals and trace elements using the local sources or the regional sources that they have will make them energy independent. And this is something that Brazil is very committed to. So they have a movement also called agroecology, and basically it's farmer-to-farmer way of teaching through, you know, different organizations. Agroecology is sort of like permaculture, but includes scientists. and scientific studies, and so that's a movement in Brazil. Brazil still has tremendous industrial agriculture with Monsanto. So this is in the beginning for family farmers. They've made it a law in Congress to add remineralization as part of their agriculture policy. So that's really exciting. Mexico actually is the country that has done the most acreage so far. They've remineralized over 120,000 acres. They had a crisis some years ago where their bean production plummeted just out of nowhere, and you know their soils were just kind of wiped out, I guess. And so they got some subsidies to do remineralization, one company, and did this huge acreage and brought bean production. It went down to a third of what it was. Within 2 years, they got it back to where it had previously been. And beans are a staple in Mexico, so this is extremely important.
Well, and I was reading, as you said, that you know remineralized soil can provide 2 to 4 times the yield of obviously currently unhealthy or toxic soil. So we get this, you know, increase of the plant biomass, as you pointed out, and then you get just healthier everything. The whole entire food chain is benefited by this. How is the material applied? I mean, I remember Chris telling us this story about the Black Forest in Germany when they were dying, and they sprayed, as I recall, he said, from the air, from helicopters or planes, dust planes, I guess.
No, at that point they did it with kind of a truck, actually, where it was taking place.
Cause that's what it was.
I took part in a documentary around that. But, no, it's applied similar to fertilizers, actually. And the exciting thing is, though, it can take us from an era of scarcity to an economics of abundance, mm-hmm. because chemical fertilizers and pesticides are created through petrochemicals. And we're moving over to the most abundant resource on Earth. So from that point of view, it's particularly exciting. And we were, for example, we traveled as part of an official delegation to Cuba last November. And they also, agroecology is very important, like it is in Brazil. But the difference is in Brazil, they incorporate remineralization. In Cuba, they don't. They do the farmer-to-farmer, you know, teaching of the agroecology techniques and principles. And they have good local sources of rock dust. So we went and gave a presentation and encouraged that. And there is a particular model that we very much want to advocate in the world right now. It's an agroforestry model, and there is a video you can see if you go online. It's called From Garden to Forest, and it's Agenda Goat, GOTSCH.com. And this is
Is there a link from, Joanna, is there a link from your website, remineralize.org?
There isn't, actually. I have to get an article up on it soon.
So will you give us that website address one more time?
It's agenda.goat, G-O-T. SCH.com. It's a documentary made about this
agroforestry.
Teacher, mm-hmm. Ernst Goat. And the particular video is From Garden to Forest. And it's incredible because I've been there, I've visited a number of times, and it's very degraded land just outside of Brasilia. And within an amazingly short period of time, they actually create a food forest that produces fruits, vegetables, coffee, and cacao in an integrated system, a beautiful forest, a food forest. So, and that's where we can produce food and sequester tremendous amounts of carbon and restore the soils. The really exciting thing about this model, and the reason why we're advocates of it, it only takes one initial application of rock dust, and after that, it needs no outside inputs. And it can be done in many different parts of the world, in Latin America, South America, you know, parts of Africa, for example. So it's I really recommend, if you want to get inspired, to take a look at that. And also, we have lots of videos on our website, also to do with Brazil. So our website is remineralize.org. And also, if you just Google remineralize the earth or my name, it will come up for you.
And Joanna's last name is spelled C-A-M-P-E. And I was also reading, it struck me as just, there are just so many applications that this can be put to. And one of them I read was that from the Arctic to the Niger Delta, that you all are using or there's discussion of, I wasn't quite sure, but I assume it's being used, that the finely ground rock dust can bioremediate oil spills in waterways and farmlands.
Yes, rock dust is very important for bioremediation of soils, whether it's heavy metals or it could be oil. And that's why I was contacted by the company in China, because a lot of the farmlands there are so contaminated, and they just had a law or mandate about a week ago about restoring farmlands with eco-friendly methods. And so this company that contacted me, they are the largest company, they're state-controlled, and they know they now want to look for the environmental way to do it. And so they're very interested in remineralization because they know they have the resources. And so hopefully we'll be partnering with them.
And there's also a program, is that right, that you're doing with the USDA here in Maryland?
No, that was in the 1990s.
Oh, it's already done. I was so excited.
Yeah.
I'm going, oh, yippee, here in Maryland, my home state.
Yeah. No, so, we had, that was a number of years ago, we had a symposium that we came together with the aggregate stone gravel industry and the USDA. USDA did some testing at that time. But it hasn't taken off in the U.S. in the same way. It has a lot. I mean, the largest carrot farmer in the world, Grimway, which is Cal Organic and Bunny Love Carrots, I heard a number of years ago they were remineralizing 1,000 acres every year, and I think also the largest blueberry farmer in Canada, in the world, is in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
So it is happening, but unfortunately, in a situation like that, it's very proprietary. So maybe I would like to bring a Chinese delegation to visit them and see what they're doing, if possible. But, you know, again, it's very proprietary, so we'll have to see.
It's fascinating because so many things, when we talk about solutions that we already know work, and we're not talking about inventing anything at this point, we're talking about applying something in places that desperately needs it, that is not only economically feasible for people, but the outcome is so fantastic in all the ways we need it to stabilize the ecosystem and to elevate and make it more resilient. And so it fascinates me how America is still so dominated by the World War II warfare model of, you know, chemical warfare on the land, and that they really still control our Congress when it comes to agriculture. It's so tragic for this nation.
Right. So I think one other really important thing to mention is nutrient density. What does it mean if we get these minerals and trace elements back into our soils? And right now, on average, you would have to eat 5 apples to equal the nutrition of 1 apple in 1965. So a lot of our health problems are the fact that, yes, we have industrial agriculture. The food it produces is tremendously lacking in minerals that we need and trace elements, you know, very important trace elements. So this is a very, very important aspect that could really impact healthcare, for example. Another thing I feel it's really important to mention here is people get concerned that we advocate rock dust as a panacea. Just throw on the rock dust. And I think it's very important to say we advocate, you know, remineralization as a technique that can be integrated with all the other, you know, organic techniques out there, many from permaculture, you know, compost teas, utilizing microorganisms. That's very important. And when we talk about the really dramatic results, those are on the porous soils. You know, where I live, for example, in New England, where the soils are quite rich, maybe we wouldn't see that much of an increase. So I just, you know, want to contextualize it a little bit in that regard.
Mm-hmm. And I read also that Dr. Lee Klinger, who is a Northern California scientist in the last 3 years, used this on more than 5,000 Californian oak trees that were afflicted with disease. And as he reports, all but a handful have come back to being a healthy, flush canopy.
He's doing wonderful work. He's an amazing independent scientist. And, this of the California oak is so tremendously important. And all around the world, I mean, there are certain species of trees that might be dying off due to climate change, poor soils. And so, you know, a lot of times remineralization can make a big difference. I think he wouldn't refer to it quite that way. I think he utilizes our technique in conjunction with, you know, what he calls it fire mimicry. I think that's how he actually refers to it.
Mm-hmm. Are there any other areas we haven't touched on? We only have about 2 minutes left. I want to be sure to give it to you.
Well, I'm glad I managed to, you know, make a lot of the points that I hope to make. I think, you know, whether you're a gardener and farmer, you know, there's wonderful means. I think Don will, you know, cover that as far as how to start using rock dust, whether you look for a local source or whether you buy a product online or whatever. And sometimes gardening stores have products now as well. And the focus of my organization right now is a lot to do with climate. So we have a wonderful book out, but it's not a book to just go out and buy because it's a scientific tome. Like a textbook that costs, you know, $110 or something. But you can see it on Amazon. And the reviews of it, this book on geotherapy with the main editor of Dr. Tom Garreau. For us, it's been so important to build the scientific credibility so that we can hopefully affect policy making in the U.S. at some point.
Yes, exactly. As I say, well, you know, after the European Union does something, we do it 5 years later. So maybe if the Union comes along, the United States of America will get it together, too. It's very challenging. And I'm just so grateful that you have, you know, had that dream, that passion, and asked universe to show you something. And then you found Don Weaver, like we found Christopher Bird, who was such a dear friend of ours for so many decades and literally brought so many people together from around the world to advance so many important things. And he was so far ahead of the curve that everything he talked about has come to be.
He was wonderful, Christopher Bird. That's all I can say is I remember him.
We all agree.
Great affection.
Joanna, thank you so much for being with us and for continuing your extraordinarily important work for the world. Go to www.remineralize.org. That's www.remineralize.org.